USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A potential start to the Major League Baseball season in the face of the continued pandemic now in the hands of players. Commissioner Rob Manfred will be presenting a proposal to the union today after owners okayed it yesterday. It calls for an early July start to the season with an 82-game schedule in as many home parks as possible. Such news is encouraging to former ambassador to China John Huntsman, who says Americans need the economy to reopen soon.
This state here in Utah, I can tell you, wants to go back to work, and people are already going back to work, not because the government is telling them to do so, but because they're just taking their own initiative.
Meanwhile, a report says more than 7,000 long-term care facilities in the U.S. are fighting major virus outbreaks. NBC News saying at least 26,646 nursing home residents have died. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump telling reporters he sees many governors who seem to be too slow in embracing a reopening of their states amid the ongoing virus.
The people want to go back. The numbers are getting to a point where they can, and there just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
The Federal Justice Department is considering whether to review the case of a black jogger killed in Georgia. Federal investigators will review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and will decide whether hate crime charges should be filed against a father and son already facing murder for allegedly confronting Arbery with guns drawn before he was fatally shot in February. Customs and Border Protection saying it seized a shipment of counterfeit NFL championship rings at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport mail facility in April. The package came from China. The 35 rings would have been worth $350,000 if they were real. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A pastor turned lawmaker takes a look at opening churches again. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Churches are looking for guidance from governors regarding reopening during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, as states slowly and safely begin to reopen, one of the things we're starting to see is some smaller churches practice social distancing and allow worship to take place on Saturday or Sunday. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is a former pastor, and he tells Fox News why it is important to get back to worshiping in person.
I think we're getting close to it. I think that you're seeing a lot of unique ways of that happening. But we do need to get back to a certain point where our churches can reopen. They can take the precautions that need to be. Online church is great. Church outside is great. But there's something about a fellowship when you are able to get together and do it properly and do it in a way that there's just a family feel, as you well know, that family of our church families that we need to get back together so we can start rebuilding and start growing again as our community. Come together.
And celebrity chef Guy Fieri and actor Bill Murray will be facing off in what's being called the Nacho Average Showdown to see who can make the best plate of nachos. It's a contest that's going to benefit Fieri's Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. It's going to happen on Friday, this coming Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Food Network's Facebook page. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.